Questions from the DA and the Standing Committee on Public Accounts have revealed that Minister Barbara Creasy must intervene immediately to stop the Road Accident Fund's continued illegal claims practices, or she will be complicit in breaking the law. The Minister must act now to stop the Road Accident Fund from denying road accident victims their rightful compensation. The RAF1 form, which stems from a board notice adopted in 2022, requires road accident victims to supply a long list of documents in order for their claim to be accepted, far more than is actually required by the RAF Act. This has meant that thousands of claimants have had their claims rejected despite them complying with the law. In addition to denying rightful claimants, this also means that the Road Accident Fund is accumulating billions of rands in claims liabilities that are not recorded anywhere. Testimony from the Legal Practitioners Indemnity Insurance Fund reveal the damage that it is doing to the legal profession. Road Accident Fund incompetence alone has the potential to sink the Legal Practice Indemnity Insurance Fund, which spends over half its budget on Road Accident Fund cases alone, despite covering all aspects of the legal profession. This is yet another example of the toxic effect of the Road Accident Fund on the broader medical and legal systems, where institutions are being bankrupted or jeopardized by the Road Accident Fund's mismanagement and malfeasance. Our line of questioning made it clear. If the Minister is allowing the Road Accident Fund to continue with its claims process, in effective contravention of the Road Accident Fund Act, and judgment setting aside the board notice and the RAF1 form, she is in violation of the law. She must intervene immediately to secure the withdrawal of these illegal practices. If she does not, she will be responsible for denying thousands of accident victims their rights and for the accumulation of billions of rand, an invisible debt that the fiscus cannot afford.